Secondary mortgage market. Residential mortgage lenders were historically depository institutions such as savings and loan associations and savings banks. Mortgage loans were funded from the deposits on hand, and the loans were most often retained by the lender in their investment portfolio. As such, these lenders were known as portfolio lenders. The profitability of the mortgage lending business was based upon the difference in the savings rates paid to depositors and the rate of interest charged to the borrower. This system functioned well, but had several limitations, including uneven distribution of funds. Because lending was very much localized, regional shortages of funds could occur in areas of high growth. Likewise, some regions of the country have higher savings rates than others. An area with a population with a high tendency to save could have an excess of available funds. A shortage of funds in a market can restrict its growth. Portfolio lending left the lender at risk when interest rates rose. A loan portfolio of long-term mortgages at a fixed rate of interest could lose considerable value in a market of rising rates. Additionally, depositors in the local institutions could be drawn away by the presence of other savings and investment vehicles, offering a higher return. For example, in a given market, a local savings and loan institution may be originating mortgage loans at a rate of 5% per annum. If the savings and loan is paying depositors 3% on average, the market is in balance, and new deposits will likely keep up with the demand for mortgage loans. However, if the market changes and interest paid on savings accounts rises to 4, 5, 8, or 10%, the savings association must adjust to the market or risk the loss of depositors to other institutions. When funds are withdrawn from one arena, like savings associations, and moved to another, such as stocks or bonds, the process is known as disintermediation. The problem of long-term interest rate risk, local shortages of funds, and, to an extent, disintermediation, is solved when lenders sell loans to investors in the secondary market. Today, most loans are originated in anticipation of their sale to secondary market investors. Secondary market investors, such as Fannie Mae, purchase loans nationwide using funds raised through the sale of mortgage-backed securities to investors worldwide. This pattern of nationwide purchasing of loans from primary market lenders solves several problems associated with portfolio lending. The availability of funds is balanced as funds move from low demand to high demand markets. Loan originators are no longer exposed to interest rate risk because they are not holding loans in a portfolio. Loan originators can make loans and sell them in the secondary market, which provides the lender with additional funds to lend. The secondary market exists for the purchase and sale of existing mortgages to investors. It is designed to provide greater liquidity to the residential real estate market by providing for a steady supply of funds from investors. The secondary market is the market wherein loan originators, such as mortgage bankers and brokers, can sell their loans and thus recover cash for originating more loans. Secondary market investors do not lend money. They purchase mortgage notes as investments to earn a return. The return is called a yield, and it represents the money earned on an investment. The originator of a loan speaks to customers who are borrowers. Once the originator closes the loan to the borrower, the note and mortgage instrument become marketable paper that can be assigned to an investor when sold. The originator of the loan becomes a seller, and the large investing institutions that deal in the secondary market for mortgage loans are called purchasers. When a mortgage loan is offered for sale, the potential purchaser is interested in only one factor, net yield. The net yield is the return on investment that the investor receives over time. Major participants in the secondary market: Fannie Mae, also known as the Federal National Mortgage Association; Freddie Mac, also known as the Federal Home Loan Mortgage Corporation; and Ginnie Mae, the Government National Mortgage Association, are the largest entities in the secondary mortgage market. Because primary market lenders make loans in anticipation of their sale to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, the lenders are careful to adhere to their requirements for purchase. The requirements fall into three major areas. the property must conform to the standards for the loan program being used. The buyer's income and credit profile must conform to the standards for the loan program. The forms used to originate the loan must conform to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac requirements. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have published standardized forms for loan application, appraisal, and processing, among others. A loan that is originated to adhere to these three areas is known as a conforming loan. Lenders prefer to originate conforming loans because they know with certainty that they have a ready buyer when they are packaged for sale in the secondary market. Funding of secondary market organizations. The shift from portfolio lending to the sale of loans in the secondary market has created a huge demand for funds from secondary market investors. In addition to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, Wall Street has emerged as a source of funds through the sale of collateralized mortgage obligations, CMO. Mortgages are pooled and used as collateral for backing these collateralized mortgage obligations. Many of the mortgages in these pools were adjustable rate mortgages and slash or subprime loans that experienced significant levels of delinquency during the recent recession.